It seems like not a week goes by without reading some story about an executive branch agency passing some new rule or regulation. The regulatory state, the administrative state, continues its steady march into our lives. But there are those who are out there fighting it, including my guest today. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. That aforementioned guest is Kent Lastman. He is the president and CEO of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's been in charge of a veritable army of folks who are fighting the encroachments of the regulatory state. He's been leading them now for actually 8 years. I had to look this up, Kent. Doesn't feel like it's been 8 years, but you've done a great job there, and I really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to chat with us today.
I'm excited to be here.
You know, I don't think many of our listeners are aware of this, but you recently swam across the English Channel, which is a thing that not many people have done and is, as I understand it, quite difficult to do. So we'll start with this. What's the easier task, trimming back the size of the regulatory state or the federal government, or swimming from England to France?
Oh, clearly, it's the latter. If you want to go in the open ocean, cross in the dark, 20 plus miles, with all sorts of marine life doing their best to make sure that you don't make it, that is far easier than tackling the contemporary progressive regulatory state that just reaches into every aspect of life. But I will tell you, the one is more difficult. They are both equally fun if you bring the right attitude. And that's a lot of what we do at CEI.
I imagine that there aren't a lot of lobbyists trying to get in the way as you're swimming across the channel, at least. That probably makes it somewhat easier. I'm sure our listeners are at least somewhat familiar with CEI's work. As I said, we've had numerous experts from CEI on the program here over the years. This is the 40th anniversary year of CEI. So, Kent, you're here. You're the guy with the 10,000-foot view of what the organization does and with, I think, the kind of historical view of what CEI has accomplished over the past 40 years. What's the biggest thing? What's the first thing that comes to mind when we think of what CEI has done in its 40 years here?
Well, one thing that comes quickly to the lips of people that I talk to is attitudinal, right? The work that we do here, we bring a certain attitude to it. That is, we're optimistic. We believe that the future can be better if we take action, right? It's not foregone that things will always improve or always get worse, that we can change the world through how we deploy our resources, including our time and energy. And the work that we do is focused on about a third of everything that the federal government does as it relates to how it interacts with those of us just out in America trying to live our life. And here I'm talking about this phrase that crops up under various forms, but the regulatory state, administrative state, some people more campaign-oriented, they talk about the swamp, or they, you know, years past, we would talk about politicians who ran against Washington. Our work here is focused and targeted on the rules and regulations that control our time and energy and money. They come out of all of these agencies of the federal government. And it dictates how we hire and fire people, where we're allowed to work, how we move around, taking risks with capital. Every aspect of life that gets touched by the federal government has a regulatory agency doing their darndest to tell you how to live it.
There is now this strain on the political right, though, that seems to want to, rather than draining the swamp or reducing the size of the regulatory state, wants to use the regulatory state to supposedly conservative ends. So I wonder, just before I let you go here, if I could get your thoughts on that kind of strain of thinking that's in our politics right now.
That is true, and it's true as far as it goes, as far as this left-right dichotomy. More and more folks who proclaim or they try to wrap themselves in the garb of broadly conservative principles, as you say, are adopting this mindset of, well, everything will just work out once we're in charge. We'll use these agencies to affect our goals, our ends. I don't know that it's particularly helpful. It's becoming less and less helpful through time to think in terms of, you know, two major parties or left and right. I think the central question in all political discourse, not just the question that you raise here, is really instructive. And that central question is, who gets to decide? And that who gets to decide question, it really gets at, if you think about it and its implications, and then try to look closely at the areas of life where government is involved, it gets at a lot of the decisions have been made over time by our Congress, by these administrations, where they preference government decision-making rather than private enterprise. And we see our role as every place that it's appropriate, we think it's possible to shift that lever back and move it toward private decision making in our own lives, with our neighbors, with our in our workplace, in our schools, in our communities, as opposed to having a government agent, whether that be a city or a regulator at the FDA, right? Having those people make the decision for us about all these important things in life.
Yeah, I think that's a really compelling point. You know, whenever possible, we should be trying to decentralize decision making. And that doesn't just mean from states or from the federal government down to the states and states down to the localities, but of course, down to individuals as well. Let people be in charge of their own lives whenever possible. And I think CEI does a great job of driving that point home through a lot of really great academic and policy work. Kent, thanks for taking some time with us today.
Thank you. I look forward to talking to you again, Eric.
And once again, that is Kent Lastman, President and CEO of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. You can check out their fine work online at CEI.org. And we wish them very well. Congratulations on 40 years of great work in D.C. and hopefully 40 years and many more to come. Unless we get rid of the regulatory state in less than 40 years, in which case we won't need it anymore. But I won't hold my breath for that. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Check out our coverage of everything going on in D.C. and around the country this week at Reason.com. And catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.